Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Come on, write it down. If you write it down, I won't have to keep saying it. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and just being involved. Right? I mean, seriously, all I want you to do is be informed, get involved, make sure that whoever you're listening to, whatever you're listening to, that person, those persons, I tell you the truth. And it's not hard to do. The only difference between us and you, and a lot of times we may have a few more connections to get information from. We do a little bit more work on the front end and checking things out. But other than that, we've got we have as many brain cells as you do. Some of us can pull a little together more than others. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's go to Dave in San Francisco. Dave, how you doing out there in San Francisco?
Well, not too bad, Joe. We just reached, we're a little over 100 dead at this point. You know, we shut down way early from the COVID. And yep. Even though we've got a lot of smoke, and actually the smoke is killing people now, smoke's reduced at this point, but it's not a happy time. But, you know, I noticed with the debates tonight, you know, COVID is, a couple of days ago, it was, 210,000? Now we're just short of 219,000. So it's gone up. 2,000 or 3,000 Americans per day are dying of COVID, and Trump still doesn't have a plan. He keeps saying, oh, it's 2 weeks in the making. It's going to
Wait a minute, David. I got to stop you. This is nothing but a Democrat talking point. And Biden's got a plan to put masks on everybody. No, Trump does have a plan. And he's talked about the plan over and over and over again. Part of it has to do with getting a vaccine that everybody's been screaming about. But I'll never hear somebody like you say anything about that. And the bottom line with it is putting masks on everybody, it doesn't work.
In the mail.
Wait a minute. Do your homework. The more masks that people have. What's that?
The vaccine's in the mail, and he's taken apart the post office.
Oh, stop it. You're just saying that because you can't stand Trump. You've got four major companies. You even have Fauci saying that the vaccine will be available. Maybe not exactly before the election. So now what? You're not trusting Fauci? Wait a minute. You're not trusting Fauci? Are you?
Late next year. Fauci said you don't count on a vaccine until late next year.
But do you trust him? Yes or no?
I trust him more than I trust Trump.
Okay, so Fauci said that these companies. Wait a minute, Fauci says these companies. Fauci says that these companies are working on this. Yes or no?
Oh yeah, they're working on it.
Okay, and those companies are saying that they will have a vaccine ready. They're already testing. Some of them are holding back because of side effects, and they're looking at those. But some of them are going to have this thing ready in the first quarter of next year. And how long did it take your Lord and Savior Obama to come? How long did it take your Lord and Savior Obama to come up with his vaccine? You don't know, do you?
Disease was anticipated. They knew in advance that it was coming, and they planned for it.
How do they plan for
it? Trump has gone out of his way. Trump has gone out of his way to make sure that the testing equipment that the World Health Organization was using at 7 cents per test.
Wait a minute. The World Health Organization, the one who said that the masks don't work and the lockdowns are making things worse. You mean that one?
No,
is that the one you're talking about?
That.
They did.
They didn't say that. And
go look on.
The people,
yeah, they did.
America built the World Health Organization, and we, the people in America,
built
the World Health Organization.
We built the health,
and
World Health Organization
to use them.
We built the World Health Organization.
Is the single largest funder of the World Health Organization.
Right, because we were pushed into that position.
Own the tests, and Trump is refusing to use those tests.
Now. You know what? I can't
it's
let you
true.
Do this. I'm sorry.
It's true. 7 cents apiece.
Yeah.
And Trump wants to get $100.
I know. It's all. I get it, David. It's all Trump's fault. Orange man bad. Everybody else does things the right way.
You live in a city
that's the joke across the country. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not doing this anymore.
I've been telling you now for 5 years that Donald Trump is organized crime. Have you done any research on that?
David, yes, I have. And you're not telling the truth. I grew up around it. I know what it's about. The biggest mafia organization in town is the Democrat Party. Between Obama and Hillary and the rest of them, they have built you and us for millions of dollars.
Are you saying that organized crime is political?
Oh, really? It's not? Are you serious? I got to go. My blood pressure is going up too high. You can call back some other time. Yeah. See, he's from San Francisco. What does that tell you? I'm just going to leave it at that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. He's been telling me that Trump is part of organized crime. He has no clue what organized crime is about. I grew up around it. I know people in it. I knew people in it. Okay? And again, do you notice when these guys call in, it's all about how bad Trump is? It is never, they have never said a negative word about Obama, Biden, Hillary. These are all their saints. These are their equivalent, this is the equivalent to their Greek gods on that side of the aisle. It is just, it's always been amazing to me. And when you start to be like right now, Katie Hill, the bastion of morality, is taking on Amy Barrett and just trying to rip her apart that she's not a feminist. The woman has 7 kids. She's successful. Katie, go back under the rock. You're nothing. You did nothing but ruin it for young women across this country. We come back. Tom Del Vaccaro's got to get me off the ceiling. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Listen to Real Style on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. After that last rant, I actually thought about having a glass of wine, but you know what? Wouldn't be pretty. I'm just all I'm going to say. We'll leave it at that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happening up there. But you know what? I always, and you guys do too, I always have a good time when this guy's on with me. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot going on out there, real news going on out there, not all this fake crap that's happening. Tom DelVaccaro joins me, and Tom, an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. He's trying to put it behind him, but I won't let him. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. It's really simple. Disband the Democrat Party and we'll come together. Tom, thanks for being with me.
You know, it's great to be on. This is the first time. This is my maiden voyage with you where video. And,
oh, yeah, that's right. Huh.
I look much taller on radio than I am in real life. But how are you?
Yeah, objects may be, what is it? Objects may be bigger in the mirror than
closer than they appear. And you are much too close to me already. I just want to say hi to Tammy, and thank God she's there producing the show. Otherwise, this wouldn't happen.
Oh, no. Are you serious? Wouldn't happen. Matter of fact,
Before you ask me any questions, though, like Joe Biden, I need to go get some notes so I can keep it here, because I don't know what I'm supposed to answer. However, Amy Coney Barrett didn't need any notes now, did she?
That was great. I mean, seriously, they are sitting there throwing papers all around the place, trying to get their act together, and she's just poised and, you know, just answering questions. And
yeah. So what happens is they have these staffers or other people, you know, Lawrence Tribe, asking these questions, giving it to them, and they ask the question, but they can't do a follow-up because once Amy Coney Barrett answers the question in her and I want to talk about her and what she understands and why she's going to do really well, but she would give this answer, and they don't have a follow-up. They couldn't understand the answer. They're not that smart. They're just ambitious politicians. I mean, the idea that Amy Klobuchar looked like a fool. They just so outclassed, and they actually helped her by looking like, you know, Miss Hawaii. They just diminished themselves and made her look all the better. But what, you know, I want to talk about her because, you know,
but Tom, before you go on, she is their worst nightmare. Here's a successful woman. She has a family, 7 kids, biracial. She has a child with special needs.
But she's insensitive to race. Didn't you hear Blumenthal say that?
I can't.
Blumenthal, who told people he was in Vietnam his whole life until we figured out he really wasn't.
Yeah. Nightmare. They must have been walking around the hall, slamming their head against the wall, trying to figure out how they were going to get to her. And
they can't.
They can't. How are you going to? How? There's not going to tackle religion. That's not going to work out.
When you go to law school, you can get your law degree and you can become a lawyer. But the point of law school isn't to make you necessarily good in the courtroom or to understand corporate law. Per se, those are all things that occur, but in a limited amount. The real purpose of law school is to teach you how to think and analyze. Not everybody who goes through law school specializes in that. They may get through law school, they may get jobs, but to understand the theory of law and especially constitutional law, there's not that many who really go deep into it. Amy Coney Barrett excels at it. She understands the history of it. She has studied it. She teaches it. And so she truly gets our system of government. She, among all of those on the court, I mean, you know, Gorsuch was also under Scalia. You have Alito, Justice Thomas. Now you have another person who excels at the argument, matched up across the aisle with Sotomayor, anybody who says that Amy Coney Barrett doesn't have enough experience. Kagan, who had no experience as a judge, just ludicrous, and got all the votes. So you have in here a youngish person, right, who can be there for 3 decades and understands it, can argue it in a very cogent manner. She's going to be a force on that court. I wish she was the new Supreme Court justice instead of what we got from a Bush, shocker, who put in someone who is just he's the opposite of Amy Coney Barrett. Mm-hmm. He does not get or doesn't care about constitutional law. He's a outcomes-based judge.
Yes, I agree with you. Hey, you might or might not know this. I love calling you on the spot here, but when it comes to accepting cases at the SCOTUS level, is it Is it the is it robbers that decides what cases come? Can three or four?
No, I don't think it's limited to just one person.
Okay,
it's not the Supreme Court. You often hear of it. Especially emergency orders being brought to one judge. But I truly think she's going to be a powerhouse within the room for years to come. And now when she gets approved, you're going to have a court where you have Alito who's, he actually is constitutional, meaning his framework, he sticks with the Constitution. You have Thomas, you have Gorsuch. And you're going to have her, she's the fourth, and Kavanaugh sits in there as well. And Roberts, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we were on your show 10 years from now, and by then we had concluded that Roberts became a liberal. That would not surprise me.
I think he's pretty much there already. I'm serious. And listening to him speak and some of the stuff that he's put out there, I think he's there. Wouldn't you hate to play poker with Amy Barrett? Wouldn't you? You see her?
No, I just think
nothing shook her. Nothing.
Well, yeah, because she had seven kids. You couldn't shake my mom up.
That's true. Okay, there you go.
I'm one of eight. She could take you on. There was no one going to defeat her.
Yeah, and somebody's talking about Kagan being an originalist. Because somebody said that Amy was an originalist. Well, so was Kagan.
Right, Kagan, what? She read the Constitution once?
She combed through it one time.
Please.
But yeah, no, I think this is going to be great. And I loved, you could just see those senators in questioning her. They wanted to go for the throat, but they knew they couldn't. They were in a bad spot. And I'm surprised they had enough brain cells to figure out not to attack. We're going to go for a quick break. You and I both believe in capitalism. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Twitter had a major outage on Thursday. A note on the company's status website showed that Twitter was investigating an irregularity with its application programming interface, or API. Some service returned at 7 p.m. Eastern after being down for more than an hour. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden may be in some hot water. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence. I'm Wyatt Cox.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. Perfect, rejoin for the two guys that are sitting here right now. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joined by another Paisan here. I mean, not just Dean. I'm not talking about Dean.
I can't believe Tammy was talking to me. Was that her telling me to...
Now, come on, Tom. You're in a large family. You know you heard that conversation in your kitchen at some point in time in your life, just like I do with my cousins. Although I can't say what my mom used to say to them.
I don't know, but Dean Martin was my dad's favorite, and I remember calling him to this day on the phone and letting him know that he passed away. It was not a good moment.
Well, what a day for him. I mean, okay, I'm kind of being lighthearted here, but to have Dino die on Christmas Day, right? I mean, just the nightmare of celebrating Christmas and then Dino dies. I don't know. It's just amazing.
Anyhow. Not good.
All right, so Tom Del Vercaro, you know.
Did you watch the Biden infomercial tonight on ABC?
No. No, I kind of work.
Did he answer about his son?
I have a
job. What about his income?
No.
Hacking the Supreme Court? Did he answer anything?
You think they asked him any of those? Who was it? Stephanopoulos?
Stephanopoulos? Yes.
Yeah. Right. He's going. I'm sure he's going to ask him deep, hard hitting questions. No problem there, right?
And on the other hand, I did watch some of the NBC quote. Town Hall, otherwise known as Hatchet Job. And Savannah Guthrie just was after him nonstop for the times that I was watching. Like, she was his personal inquisitor, very much different, of course, than how they treated Joe Biden when they did his infomercial as well. But, nevertheless, Trump stood his ground, got some information out. There were apparently some independents in there because in the background they were nodding, even put their thumbs up. So the problem in our media today, of course, is there's no – if you watch MSNBC, you don't even know that Joe Biden has a cognitive issue because they don't talk about it. You don't even know about his son's story unless, you know, most people would have never known it except for Twitter and Facebook made a story about a story. And so we have this divided media, and I talk about that in my book, The Divided Era, as well. And we're so separated that, you know, you don't get this crossover understanding. But, you know, the Democrats, I don't know what you're going to say. If they think it's okay that young Biden was making all these deals and Joe Biden lied about it, what are you going to do?
Well, they didn't say he actually lied, right? Didn't they say his official calendar not show?
Yes, that's right. I was not wearing blue pants that day.
That's right.
Because it wasn't the calendar. I was with him. No, in fact, it'll come out that there was that. I never believed for a moment that he was, quote, he was on the plane with him. You never think he went to him and said, hey, what were you doing? Were you vacationing on the Riviera? Unbelievable.
Yeah, but they get away with it because you and I both know the media covers for them. To your point about the town hall, you know, you knew that Trump was going to get buried and Biden was going to get, you know. So, do you have two donuts in the morning or do you have three? You know, I mean, I don't know how donuts. You mean there was donuts? Come on.
You can tell a Dunkin' Donuts guy right here asking those questions. Yeah. You don't ask those questions on the West Coast, by the way.
I know.
It's right. On the That's West why Coast, it's Krispy Kreme.
Notice I didn't say Dunkin'. You did. Just because
yeah,
I know
the Yeah, where did that start?
So there you go.
Where did that start?
Dunkin'?
Yes,
Boston.
Exactly.
That's right.
So the point
have
is,
one
I
on
know.
Every corner.
This was my point.
Yep.
Where are you from?
Boston. See, I say it that way because that's how everybody else says it. But I'm actually from the North End, where all the Italian people came from.
The North End, are you?
Yeah.
You're not a Southie?
What? Seriously? My name is in O'Malley.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Here we go. I make a joke, and you like, I paid a lot of money for these jokes. I want you to.
If you want me to giggle, at least. Okay. Never mind.
Don't you have applaud? Tammy, don't you have a button where people applaud? Do we have anything? Do we have to dress up this show?
No. The applause. If you want applause, I'll give you applause. You'll like this.
Yes. That sounds like my dad. You want applause? Come here. I'll slap you when it sounds like applause.
Five, you
right,
want
so
applause?
So can we talk about the state of the race? I don't know if you know or are aware, but the race is already over. ABC called it.
Yeah, I heard about that. They called it for Biden. Didn't that same guy call it for Hillary about the same time?
Yeah, 98% chance of them being wrong. So, look, I have a piece coming out soon about the 8 reasons why Trump's going to surprise win again. So let's just, you know, I'm going to be on your show.
I'm just here to press the buttons. It's your show. Go for it.
I send you the cash to be on your show, and it never seems to
check
work.
Hasn't cleared yet, so be careful.
So, look, you know, let's just take Pennsylvania, okay?
Right.
In 2016, there were 900,000 more Democrats than Republicans. Now there's only 700,000 more because Republicans have been working the ground, and in this last year alone, they caught up 100,000. And yet they say they're doing better in Pennsylvania, they being the pollsters talking about the Democrats. The same story can be said in Florida, where Republicans have gained in voter registration substantially since the last time they won. So how do you make the case? Now, those are clearly very important states. Mm-hmm. How do you make the case? Now, look, my family's been in politics forever, and I'm going to tell you this. A new voter registration, if you register to vote for the first time in a particular area, the odds that you vote in the next election is close to 90%.
Wow.
So look at all the registration that the Republicans have done because they've been out there on the ground. The Democrats have not been out on the ground. They're only reluctantly doing it now because it's a problem for them. So look at these gains. How do you claim that when voter registration has gone against you so substantially that you are doing better in those two states? And yet that's what the pollsters are doing by trying to manufacture an outcome. And so that's where we are in this race. I continue to believe he's going to win Florida. I think he's going to win Pennsylvania. He's got an approval rating in the 20s among African Americans.
Yep.
If he got 13% of the vote instead of his approval rating of 25 or 26, if he got just 13%, then he couldn't lose Michigan. So
I don't believe any of this. Tom, I don't believe any of the polls. I talk about it every night.
You should believe Gallup's poll that 56% of Americans are better off, say they're better off than 4 years ago. When Obama got reelected, it was 47%. When Bush got reelected, it was only 46%. Trump, it's at 56 now. Yeah. If you go to a Trump rally and they poll, who are you, da 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 da, they get 13, 14% Democrats, 16, 17% didn't vote before, but they're coming to these rallies because Trump remains the guy fighting the system, and we like those kind of people, even if the pollsters can't manage to find
them. You know, I hope you agree with me with this. He is not a lockstep Republican. I mean, when people look at Trump, you can't say he's a Republican, a classic Republican. And I think that's some of what turns some of the Democrats on or some of the independents on to him, because he's not acting like a regular Republican. He's actually working for the people.
Yeah, he's not beholden to anyone. That's the bottom line.
And he doesn't need a job when he leaves, you know?
And he doesn't do things by polling. He doesn't say,
no,
is this going to work? I mean, he does stuff in election years that no one would take a risk on. Okay. 2 years ago, if you recall, he was negotiating with North Korea in an election year. You don't do that. And so he's done a lot of amazing things.
But none of the political stuff means anything to him. It's just a matter of getting out there, getting done, doing what the right thing is to do. Look, you know, when you look at some of the things, this thing with COVID, when he got sick, he's back on his feet 3 days later. Some people are saying, well, he faked and he never really had it. But do you think, in a grand scheme of things, this helps him with the American people as a whole?
Well, it's certainly a lot better than him not campaigning, the fact that he's out there. Look, Americans know that it's not as bad as the Democrats are saying. Americans know that it isn't Donald Trump's fault, the deaths in nursing homes in California and in New York. So the Democrats blaming him for all these deaths are just ridiculous, especially.
We got to go for a break.
Blue states.
When we come back, we are going to talk about the FBI, what's going on with Biden, because I want your take on this. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Way, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Do, 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 do.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563 is going to be involved. If you want a text alert, the show's going to start. Who's going to be on? Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me get right back to my guest. I got a lot I want to talk to him about. Tom DelVicaro joins me, as he does from time to time. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and Keys to America's Reconciliation, really talks about a lot of things that we're going through today, a lot of the issues that we're dealing with on a regular basis. Tom, thanks for being with me. Always a good time.
Yeah, and the big plum, of course, is the Supreme Court. The Democrats have used the courts for decades now to get the social justice they think is deserved or needed, and they use the courts to get those policies. They use it as the super legislature. And so why they're so freaked out currently, you know, is because the Supreme Court's not going to be open for that.
You take all the wind out of my sails sometimes, because one of the things that Amy did was she could have so many times threw it back on them and said, wait a minute, why are you asking me questions about this case? You have the ability to pass the laws to make it happen. You have the ability to make it happen.
Yeah, I think she it would have been, in my view, that is something for you to do. I will say this, throughout those hearings, it was remarkable how they sat there and said, we don't want you to follow Trump's agenda, but we want you to follow our agenda. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you remember when Trump first got elected, Schumer did this little talk, and he was being asked questions, and he said, look, if Trump, you know, works from our side of the aisle, does things the way we do them, we won't have any issues. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Didn't the American people vote against the Democrats? Why would he want to, you know, work from your side of the aisle? It doesn't make any sense. And it just shows you how blinded they are in believing that they're so much better than we are, so much smarter than we are, if you would. So, all right, serious situation, the FBI.
Okay. I think if it's true that they sat on this information in this laptop for a year, then Christopher Wray needs to be fired yesterday, and there should be mass firings. If it's true that they investigate Republicans and do nothing about Democrats like Hillary, I just don't know what to say anymore. There's just no credibility in the FBI if this is true. None.
But Tom, I don't agree with these people, but it's what's pushing the far right into saying, you know, we have anarchy to begin with. We don't have a rule of law. When the most prestigious was the most well-respected law enforcement agency on the planet is showing their bias towards one side, as you put it, I don't know how you can maintain order in that light. And where's Barr on all this?
If this comes out, that they sat on this for a year, and this, of course, the person is saying that he was told not to say anything about this. My only complaint is the Republicans should have done this 3 weeks ago. This is way too late in the game. Should have done it early on so you could just get it out there and really force it to be dealt with. Because, there's 19 days left. What'd they think? If this is the, quote, October surprise, and they have all this information, they should have done it earlier.
We're terrible at this, though. I'm sorry. You and I have talked about this before. We just suck at this. The Republicans are really bad at getting out in front of this. They keep on applying what I jokingly refer to as the Marcus of Queensbury rules. They don't want to use the same kind of guerrilla warfare that the Democrats use. And we're going to keep losing unless they decide to step up. And really, you know, David Horowitz has said this over and over and over again. He must have heard my show. That until we start playing like they do, but within legal guidelines, we're going to keep losing. They're going to keep handing it to us. You agree with that?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I don't think we should copy them, and I agree it should be in the lines, but apparently there's a lot of info to come out, and this should have been done before the first debate. Why shouldn't Trump been allowed to ask the question, you know, it says, there's a text there that says, Pop, you have to give over half your money to Pop. Talk about organized crime. Did that happen? Or, you know, talk about some of these things and have him deny it and then have more information come out, which shows that he's lying about it, because he is lying about it. I never thought for a minute that he had no idea what his son was doing, even though he was traveling with him so frequently.
Listen, any father on the planet with two brain cells to rub together knew that he was lying, because you're always talking to your kids about something.
Plus, his son was a junkie living a high life.
My God, son. Those drugs must be doing well for you. How many are you selling a week? I mean, living the way you're living. It's just amazing. But look, let's just be clear here. There's a lot of rank and file FBI guys that are wonderful and great people. I think this is more at the management level and further up the chain. And I hate even bringing this up, but does the deep...
What the heck is Durham doing? You know, oh, we find no wrongdoing in all those unmasking. Really? Really no wrongdoing? It's just ridiculous.
But this is where it scares me, the fact that the deep state have enough stuff on people. Are they that powerful? Are they that scary? I mean, what is stopping these guys from obviously bringing some of these people to justice? Because I'm telling you what, I'm not calling it, but if we don't start bringing some of these people to justice, and some of those hardcore people on the right lose faith in the system, you're going to have a civil war.
You don't have to say hardcore people on the right. It's everyday people. I don't have faith in the system. I'm not hardcore right.
Right, but you're not going to go out. Yeah, but Tom, you and I are not going to go out in the streets and force the justice. And I have a fear that there are some people on the hard right that will force the justice if they don't see it happening. It's a personal opinion. I have no proof.
It's just people don't believe in Washington. It's getting worse all the time, and they have every right, especially with this episode, to do that.
So, and it's not just this one. It's again, how long, why is it taking so long to do these investigations? Why is it taking so long to get some of this information out? You know, the redaction of documents, should it really take this much time?
No, I don't have faith in the system, and that's sad because I'm an attorney, but I've watched it get worse over time, believe me. So, anyway, before I lose you, I just want to say, I don't know if we're going to come on, but in the next 19 days, you really should have me back. But do you not believe the polls?
Not a one.
The fact that Trump's approval rating in Rasmussen is about equal where Obama's was during this whole period of time. Look at the fact that a record 56% of the people say they're better off 4 years from now. But if you want Trump to win, you have to go out and vote and volunteer. And that's how important it is, because they will pack the Supreme Court. They will push us to socialism. Yeah. They will go after fossil fuels.
Yeah, but don't leave out. Listen, it's easy to say we need to go out for the president, but look, we need to have the Senate and the House, too. We have to.
100%. My assumption is they would fill out their whole ballot.
I hope so. I hope you're right. I know there's plenty of Democrats.
Maybe, and if you're in an area where you don't know who to put, you could fill in Joe's name. His last name is spelled D-E-L-B-E-C-A-R-O.
Yeah, there you go, right. Joe DelBacaro. That'll work out really well. Well, I'll tell you what, they won't be buying any $1,600 toilet seats if I was president, that's for sure. But
I don't know why you're referring to
Okay, so I will have you back on, obviously, before the election and some other things happen. But right now, as of today, Mr. DelBacaro, do we keep the Senate? Do we take the House? And obviously, you and I believe we'll keep the presidency.
We will gain in the House. I just don't know how many seats.
All right, so my prediction as of today is we gain a seat in the Senate, and we'll be, in total, we'll be five up on the House.
You and we've got the House, too.
Oh, I think we get the House, and we get it by...
Well, that will go a long way to calming things down, because the House in Pelosi's hands is what is dividing us so badly.
And I think when you look out at about the average Joe in America today, even the Democrats, you look at what's going on in Portland and Seattle, as much as they want to keep it quiet, it's not being kept quiet. I think the more moderate Dems and the ones I'm talking to say, look, this goes against every grain of my fiber, but I'm going to vote Republican straight down the ticket, or I'm going to vote for Trump, even though I wasn't a big fan of his, but my people are doing nothing for us, and there's no solution.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. You got that look like he's out of his mind, but it's his show, so I'm not going to say anything. Tom, God bless. Always love when you're on with me. Go ahead and enjoy the rest of your night.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Oh, and I'm telling people, really, Tom DelBacaro, known him for a long, too long, I think, maybe. And frankly, he and I, you know, locked horns over a couple of issues in California, some of the stuff going on, which shows you that even, you know, here he is, the chairman of the Republican Party, I'm just a guy on a totem pole way down south. And some of the issues that, will you stop that? Some of the issues we're talking about. And for years, I've been asking, what about the Republican Party in California? What are they doing? What are they not doing? You know, and it comes down to the rank and file. What are they willing to do? Are they willing to get out there and fight? And some of these people that have been entrenched in the California Republican Party for years, they need to go spend time with their grandchildren. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Raise up the young people, teach them what to do, and mentor them. Joe Mattini, your host, you got me for the whole next hour by myself. That's ought to be good. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.